Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Another soggy night in Lincoln, Nebraska. Which
drought's over.
Yeah, people are asking, the drought's over? It's over, apparently.
There was more morning moisture to the east. When I came out this morning, concrete completely wet, and there was moisture coming down. When I got to about 48th Street, that had stopped.
Okay,
but it stopped.
There was no more moisture, and the roads were completely dry.
There's a big cutoff there, apparently.
Yeah. Distinct cutoff. Sorry about the voice. I'm going to work on it.
Yeah, work on it. It's fine.
La, la, la.
People accuse me of getting you sick. The doctor in California thinks I got you sick, apparently. It's all my fault. I'll take the blame here for any illness.
Put the elderly at risk.
As I was told that on the text line a week or two ago.
And here we are.
You put the elderly at risk, and Bill is now ailing. You're not ailing, are you?
Feel fine. Yeah, this is more,
your voice?
More allergy based, I believe.
You need to talk before you come on the air.
Got to yell.
Who do I talk to on the way in? Just myself?
Greg.
What's that? Greg. I'll call Greg.
He has a service.
Does he?
It's called Voice Warming Services.
Okay.
And you can call him.
Did Greg predict no rain yesterday?
Oh boy, here we go. Meteorologist.
He said 0.5 in our neighborhood. 0.5. Yeah. 0.5?
Didn't measure it. Didn't see the rain gauge. I don't know.
We can't take him on today. 0.5.
All I know is driving back from the postponed golf league, it was a deluge.
Postponed or canceled?
We get to cancel that. But we played 6 holes. We almost played the whole round.
There's a fine distinction there.
Oh,
postponed.
5 holes. We played 5 holes.
Postponed suggests you're going to play the rest of it.
No.
It's canceled.
You don't make up. Yeah. There's no way to make it up because there's. Yeah.
Canceled.
Is it like a baseball game if you get to inning six?
That's a good question. I don't know how they've done. Yeah, that's if you get to hole five or six, there's probably a conversation about let's count the round, which we did.
Yes. That's what you're talking about.
I don't think they're going to do that.
That's what you're talking about.
That's a fair question to ask.
So Andy, was he there?
AJ was there, yes. AJ had a rough go last night. So did I. I started off well, ended up rough. Last night.
Andy was a friend in Columbus.
And he's changed his name.
He's been Andrew, AJ. Andy, and now AJ.
He was listening very well. His name is Andy to me. It was Andy as a boy.
Now he's AJ. Been AJ the whole time I've known him. AJ.
He was Andy the whole time I grew up. Andy Martin.
That's now he's AJ. Name. The same person. Different name.
If you went back to a class reunion and you'd change your name, you'd get scoffed at in Pender. Like, really?
Not God.
You'd get scoffed at. You would.
Scoffed?
Well, you're AJ now, huh? No, you're Andy. Don't try to change your name to us.
My best friend is Chris Buhals. All of a sudden, it's Christopher. Like, no.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's CJ Buhals.
Yeah.
I got it. No, Andy's a great man. He's been a great man, and he's Jake's friend. Plays golf with him. So we're here for the duration of the week.
We
right?
are.
Right?
Yes.
We are here the whole
for
week.
The duration of the day. We're both here the whole
we always,
day.
We all of us always do the show.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty
we're
much.
Pretty, we're yeah. pretty consistent the only time here.
Really that- well, would you say we're more than pretty consistent?
Yes.
I'd say we're really consistent.
Bill had, what, 92% of the shows were here in studio. Is that right?
No.
No, you estimated?
96%. 96% in studio.
No.
I mean, 92 is still pretty 90, good.
98.9 of us all three doing the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll be here for the duration. We will not be
Steve
here Monday.
Steve could always do it on the road, but he chooses not to.
He watches the show, though, from the road.
He watches the show.
He's up for it and watches it.
He texts in during the show. He gives Song of the Day ratings and stuff, but he's not
but let's
on.
Not forget, he was on. He did it via his phone one time, whatever you were at. Nashville, yes. You did it, the StreamYard, via the phone, and it sounded
we'll
and looked good.
We'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do better. I don't know why I always thought if you're out, you're out, but that's not necessarily the case. I'll do better. I like
it's all about the time zone. Time zone permitting.
Yeah. We're
Hawaii,
not doing Vegas, apparently. We're not doing Vegas, right? It's a sore subject with Jake, by the way.
It's not official, but
it's not sore with us. It's not sore. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. It's fine.
It just doesn't add up. I'm with Jake.
I don't know.
It's a two-hour time difference. It's a 4 a.m. radio show.
We'll be up at 2.
Which means he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know how that's fun for anybody at all. Because the fun of media days is sometimes you get people sitting down with you. The show would be ending at 7 o'clock. No one's even in the building by 7 o'clock. Thing would start at 8 or 9 o'clock.
I just can't.
There's no benefit of even bringing somebody in from media days. There's no benefit to it.
I can't even play contrarian on this. There's just no reason to do it. Kind of sucks. Wish we could do it.
Yeah, in Indy, perfect. 7 to 9, 7 to 10. That's wonderful. We could do that, no problem. But 4 to 7 is just absolutely asinine.
How about being in Indy this week for the Indy 500? Just in the suburb, a little west, southwest of Indianapolis, Speedway, Indiana. Probably hopping right now.
Yeah.
Probably their talk shows.
Been told it's a must see.
You've never been there.
No, never been.
Nor have I.
No.
Most cities hopping for that and for Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
100.
Indianapolis is
God, there's a
buzzing
lot going
right
on.
Now.
Think
in Maine.
About Indy yes. right now. Wow, that would be fun. Indy's not. You've been to Indy.
So we're down to right now Indy,
New York,
and we've got
Minneapolis
OKC.
And OKC. Minnesota. Why do I call Minneapolis?
Yes,
it's Minnesota.
Minnesota. Anyway, like. Zero rivalry.
Which one?
Both. Any of them. There's
doesn't
not,
New York Indy have a little rivalry?
It does. There's some things from the past. I get that, but no, not really. I mean,
dating
right now,
to Reggie Miller.
Reggie
no.
Miller.
So we got to go back, you know, whatever. Okay,
that's like 98, right?
This is incredible 30 years ago. And it was. It was incredible. But
no, but it's not a rivalry.
It's never been a time, excuse me, where you're like going, I can't wait to see some OKC in Minnesota as far as a.
Well, maybe they can spark something new.
I mean, before you always had something, you know.
The New York Knicks, get ready for this. We'll talk more about this later. The New York Knicks haven't won an NBA championship since 73. You knew that, right?
Yes.
The Indiana Pacers
Dave
won.
Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah. The Indiana Pacers won their most recent title that year in the ABA. Okay? The Thunder franchise has one title in its history. That was 1979.
Supersonics.
God, good job.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Sigma.
I think I was aware of that.
Sigma. Jack Sigma.
Slick Watts.
Yeah.
Gus Williams.
Incredible.
Yeah. Marvin the Human Eraser Webster. Remember the Human Eraser?
Remember the yellow just sonics across their chest. Green.
And the Timberwolves have never even been to the NBA Finals. So you know what you're going to get this year? I didn't know this till last night. It'll mark a league first. 7 championship franchises in a 7-year span. 7 different
champions. Isn't
that
champions
healthy? And I knew that would be your take. 7 different champions in a 7-year span.
That means the draft is working as it's supposed to, as is a lot of, you know, it's supposed to benefit the teams that stink that can rise up. You don't need dynasties are good. They are good for sports, but I don't mind seeing these new champions every
I know
year.
You don't. I don't have a strong opinion.
Like, I would be thrilled if Minnesota won it all. Like you said, they've never made the finals. Mm-mm. They have to know they have a chance to win at some point. They've made it now 2 straight years to the Western Conference Finals.
7 straight years of different champions now. After, remember Golden State, Cleveland,
yeah,
they had, I think four straight
they had runs.
Years. 4 straight years of playing each other.
Hold it. When's the last time Golden State won it?
It was recent, 2022, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. Hold on. I got it. The last 7 champions.
Yes, read that to us.
The last 7 champions is what we're talking about. It's the last 7 champions. So here's the deal. So Golden State won in 2017 and 2018. From there, the list goes like this.
Okay.
Toronto in 2019, that's 1. The Los Angeles Lakers in 2020, that's 2. Milwaukee in 2021, that's 3. Golden State in 2022, that's 4. Denver in 2023 is 5, and then Boston last season. So that's 6. So this will be 7th, and it'll obviously be a different one. So Golden State won in 2017, 2018, and 2022.
Put it out there. I'm pulling for the Wolves. Let's go T-Wolves.
It's not a really, remarkable stat. It's not like, oh, wow, that's incredible.
It's pretty. It's the first time.
It's been a league that's
not
been,
when you slip in Golden State in the middle of it after they've already won a couple, then they won
one again.
It's
the first time it's ever happened.
So it doesn't do much for me.
We don't
zero
see,
interest.
We don't see a lot of dynasties have run the NBA, but
I think it's
straight years of no different
champs. I'm very interested in it, and I'm very interested in the Final Four, actually. It's the longest such run of different champions in NBA history. Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NFL have had longer ones.
Stats for you.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Anything else? Idle chit-chat from yesterday, everybody.
I was trying to get my voice back.
No, I don't have any idle chit-chat. I did the show. Then I did a walk with Bullet, and I did another show, and I did another walk with Bullet, and I wrote a column for 4 hours, and then I studied for the show, and I fell asleep. That's idle chit chat.
Wow,
bam.
That's a busy
great day.
Day.
Skip a workout. The full Monday workout. For my motorcycle's out.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I left the key. The battery died. Greg brought over a trickle charger. It's charging. It should be charged.
What'd you do? You left it on?
Yeah. Left the key in it. Strange. I don't know how I did it. I just left the key in it, and it runs down the battery, obviously.
Went just to like get that, on, the hog's not working now.
Went to get on it, and nothing. But Greg just like...
Should we call Big Safety
I told
for this?
Greg about it. I didn't even know he brought over a trickle charger. I mean, we had talked, we discussed maybe we'd do it. Then I went out in the garage, and it was hooked up to a trickle charger. Yeah, he just went over when I wasn't even looking and put a trickle charger.
So what's the time frame on the hog being
the
usable?
Trickle charger time frame? It probably needs to charge all day, probably tomorrow. Probably tomorrow will be rideable, hopefully.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a pain in the
I mean,
butt.
It was raining anyway.
Just absent-minded professor crap, you know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Just stupid. How do you leave a key in it? Gone.
On. Like just getting out of your truck and leaving it running.
I know. Well, it's a little different because you can leave the key on without, and it doesn't run. You have to press another mechanism that actually starts the engine, but still.
I think that's going to be pretty common. That does not that
it
doesn't
might,
seem.
So it doesn't, seem so bad?
No, it does not seem.
It doesn't seem like an absent-minded professor.
No, not at all.
Oh, thank you. I thought I was beating myself up pretty bad.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/BBM or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/BBM.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
For yesterday.
Well, hopefully it's figured out by today. Bill's trying to get his voice back. You're nothing from yesterday, Bill, at all besides that?
I took a had a four-hour meeting at Sandhills Global.
Okay. You see Carson?
What's that? Did not see.
You had a four-hour meeting at Sandhills?
Yes.
What was that about?
Was that just learning about Sandhills Global, Jim Hansen?
You're kidding me.
Big Jim.
Walked me
Did
around.
You have to wear a coat?
Didn't have to wear a coat. Did not have to wear a coat or tie.
Dungarees?
I was just a normal, just normal.
Attire.
Normal attire.
I don't know why I worry about that. Was there food involved?
They had places where there was, they do have food, and I mentioned that to Jim, that it'd be nice to get a snack, and it never happened. But nice to have had.
They probably don't do a lot of that, though.
Yeah. Looked like people were very busy.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone
looks
like.
They sit around eating snacks.
Yes. Everyone was on task.
They're busy. They're working
it
over there.
Like, yes.
God, you were at Sandhills Global. So was that
four hours?
Up in the highlands.
Yes.
Up in the highlands?
A lot of computers. A lot of computers being used at Sandhills Global.
You use computers in your
I've seen them. I know what they look
Didn't
like.
Didn't you use computers in your football life?
Yes, I did. And I have a Lavender now, so I have a laptop.
Your football
life. Lenovo Lavender.
Yes.
Same thing.
Your football life.
A lot of computers that changed into that, yes. Digital. Anyway, Sandhills is busy.
They are. That's a long time out there.
You don't want to tell us anymore? You don't have to.
No, that's it.
Oh, boy. Okay. That was uncomfortable.
Well, I'll do one last thing.
You have to buckle up when you get out there, Jim. Jim can go.
Jim Hansen is maybe the loudest person I've ever met in my entire life. That's not a negative
Sipple,
thing.
Maybe?
No, he's louder than Marty.
Is he?
I've met Marty. He is louder than Marty. If Jim Hansen were three blocks away, you'd hear him talking normally.
That true?
He's loud.
He's so loud.
He is Lincoln Pius.
Jim Hansen.
There will be a statue of Jim Hansen.
Greg
outside,
just drove by. Hey,
outside of Pius.
Hey, hold on. What did he coach?
Baseball.
Or
Pius.
Pius. Okay.
He's also been the offensive line coach there for like 35 years.
Okay, this is sports.
That's why he gets the statue.
Sports why he gets the statue at
wait
Bet Pius.
wait,
he was there when you did your tryout for the major leagues, the MLB.
Yes, he was.
He was part of that.
For the Cincinnati Reds.
For the Reds, when you tried out for the Reds.
Yeah, he must have been working in some capacity for the Reds in this area. Yes. Area scout or something, maybe.
Area scout, yes.
Jim Hansen is a legend. Well, this is sports talk, actually. Yeah. He's a legendary figure in this city. Right.
Yes, he's tight with Carson Schott, which I'm sure we'll hit
Wait
later
a second.
With FinTech.
He's tight with Carson Schott.
Yes.
You know, I got a text from Carson Schott yesterday.
It's a small
town.
Yes.
Carson Schott, of course, basically runs 1890, which is responsible for putting talent in Nebraska's athletic programs, most notably its football program.
Carson Schott texted me that he was in a meeting yesterday morning and he got about 65 texts.
We talk way too much about Keith Mann.
65 texts.
It's because of where he sits in the boardroom now. We talked
Which
about
is
that.
Where?
He's third. He's third in the seating chart. That's pretty big when you get enough.
Who would be one and two? Be a board can you answer that?
Probably some the form
Pete,
of
you know,
Pete.
Pete, Tom, or Sean.
Yeah, probably they might be
one of those
there.
Two.
Yes.
And Carson's right on their heels.
He's right there. He's right there.
Carson's well healed.
He's doing well for himself.
Yes.
That is
the only person that could make it at Sandhills Global here would be Jake.
I don't know. You don't think I can make it?
I couldn't.
Let's just address that.
I don't know if we could. I just don't see us buttoned up in a tie every day.
No.
They're better.
I don't see it.
They're good people.
Yes, absolutely.
They're impressive. Good people.
They are.
They're doing big things.
Yeah. That's why we'd send Jake in. It wouldn't be, hey, one of you three have to go work at Sandhills today. Who are we going to send?
I guess it's Jake. I'll go out there.
Imagine us all of a sudden, two screen computers going.
No.
No.
I don't have it.
By the way, on YouTube, new breaker.
I have to buy
I have a new breaker.
New breaker named Shark Tale. Shark Tale.
Shark Tale, not Shark Tank. Shark Tale.
Yep, from Salina, Kansas, checking in.
Whoa! So, okay, that's right. Great.
Expanding.
Any other? Yeah. Yes, thank you. Any other new breakers? Remember, build a breaker.
It's important.
Reach out to someone. Build one.
That's on YouTube. That's a YouTube breaker.
Age?
Shark Tales. How old are you? Chime in on YouTube.
What'd you call them?
Shark Tales. T-A-L-E-S. Tales.
T-A-L-E-S.
Yeah, like a story.
Okay.
Not a tale.
Yeah, that really threw me then.
Right, me too.
It's understandable.
Shark Tales from Salina. Salina, is he texting from a truck stop by any chance? There's a lot
I don't know.
Of them.
Where are you watching YouTube from?
God dang it. Salina's a great city.
He might be in a truck driving right now and watching us live.
It's a great city. You know, the big, you guys don't care about this, but it was interesting to me. The Big 8 women's basketball tournament used to be in Salina.
Really?
Yeah. Went down there to cover
How big is Salina?
It's big enough to host that. They have a nice little arena. Shark Tales could tell you about. I don't remember the name of the arena.
Who played in that arena?
It was Angela Beck's team.
No, like, not
like what team? What?
Like what team? Like what? Who was their home team?
Don't know. They used to have the net. That they still might have the like one big event they had there was the junior college national tournament.
That's now in Hutchinson.
That's in Hutch. It's been in Hutch for like about 50 years.
No, they played in Salina a little bit.
I don't know. It's been in Hutch forever.
Shark Tales, help me with this, please. Tales,
yes.
He hasn't responded yet. Salina, Kansas is 45,000 people.
Okay. Yeah, I used to go down there.
Seems kind of small for a Big Eight tournament.
Hey, we're going to have the Big Eight tournament. Where are you going to do it at? Probably Columbus?
It was the women's basketball tournament. Yeah, I covered it more than one year, and I'd stay in McPherson.
Sure wasn't Topeka.
McPherson.
I'd stay in McPherson. Which is a weird thing. I don't know why I did it. I could have stayed in Salina. McPherson's right outside of it. Maybe it was only one year. It seems like I went there more than one year. I definitely went there one year. I know that for sure to cover the, and it wasn't the Big 12, obviously.
We'll have to research that one.
See how long
see how long it was there for. It's fine. We'll figure it out next segment.
We'll talk to the tail.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care.
It's 619.
Andrew.
Sign up for a fertilizer program this month. If your name is drawn on May 29th, that's 9 days from now, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day.
Cedars.
Call
619.
Or text Andrew
at 620.
402-440-6297. Get a free quote also within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care.
Just give me a second on this, please.
Is this killing you?
Yes.
The Salina, Kansas information.
Me.
Well, you said you were there. You
Women's
don't get,
Big
you don't
8
know
NCAA
a year.
Tournament, known as the Big 8 Conference.
Did you type in Big 8 Tournament Salina? That was the
That'd
Google
be the
search
key.
There.
That'd be the key. If you just went Big 8, Women's Big
History.
8, that's going to be like a little bit tougher. That's going to be a little bit harder.
It looks like 95-94.
Okay. So you were there.
Oh, definitely in 93 of March. There's a Dateline Salina, Kansas AP story.
Is it your story?
Nope. It's can't because Kansas upset number 6 Colorado. Oh, wait a second though. In a foul crazed first half, Nebraska was called for 15 fouls, and OSU 13. So that was 1993. It was there for sure. I wonder if I was there for that game. I don't remember. So I'm telling you, 1993, Salina, Kansas.
Any fans that were there, let us know.
Any fans make the trip
any
to breakers Salina?
That were in Salina.
Do you guys remember Angela Beck at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Do you remember Karen Jennings?
Yes.
She had 19 points and 8 rebounds that day. Do you remember Nafisa Brown? You probably don't. She was. She had 12 points for Nebraska. Megan Yedsena, great point guard for Nebraska. This is Idle Chit Chat.
Karen Jennings was first team all league.
Yes.
His first team all Big 8.
So there you go, guys. And
Salina,
that was 93. I bet it was 94 in Salina. I bet it was 95. And then maybe at some point they moved on.
Nobody has chimed in saying they were there.
Yeah. Well, nobody was there, right?
When I say we, this would be the group of Moose, Jerry Godowski, Brian Carpenter, best fullback ever here. crew of us would head over to play basketball at the Coliseum.
You did.
So we go over. Oh, we go like every noon to go over and play basketball. We dress.
You played ball.
Yeah, we dress in the north in our little locker room in the north stadium.
You and Moose and Gadowski.
Yeah, that Carpenter.
Carpenter
and Kevin Miller. So we go over to play. Like we're the next team up. Whatever we're up, we're in.
I love these.
We got to play, and we're playing. And one of the team, Karen Jennings, is there playing. Like that, Kevin Miller has to guard her, and she goes unstoppable. It was first to 15, or was that? She scored like 12. Just imagine the conversation on the way home when Miller just got schooled.
Jeez, Miller.
Yeah, just got schooled by.
She's a girl.
And he was his head was all down. And remember Carpenter, she's all Big A. Don't be so bummed out.
Maybe all American.
Yeah, it may have been. She was, I believe, is her numbers retired? I'm pretty sure.
I think all Americans.
But just the walk back from the Coliseum back over to the North Field House was incredible.
You guys did that?
Yes.
Carpenter did that?
Yeah, Carp is a really good basketball player. Could jump.
Really?
Yeah, could dunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Carpenter?
Yeah, could really dunk.
Not that tall.
Not your size. What's that?
Your size.
Yeah.
Probably your size.
Probably, yes.
You can't dunk.
Could, maybe.
Don't tell, Bill. Yeah. Come on.
Hold on. Maybe now. Gary Jennings, All-American. We're typing this in. This is sports, Jake. Hey,
this is sports in mid-May.
The walk was the best. It'd be really cold. We had to get over to get into to make sure you had to have your student ID to get in.
Karen Jennings, Kodak, first team All-American, 1993.
There you go.
Kodak. Yes. That was the big one, too. Yes.
But it was me, Kevin Miller, Moose, Brian Carpenter, Jerry Gadowski.
How tall is Miller?
6'3".
Oh, so he had a little high. She's 6'2".
6'2", probably 6'3", probably. Yes. It was a rough day for him.
These are big names. They were big. Karen James was a big name in our world, Jake.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah,
she was a first team. She was All-American.
First team All-American. Just happened to be playing noon ball over at the Coliseum.
I could talk.
Noon ball at the Coliseum was incredible. Yes,
it was.
It was. Everyone went, Jake. Mm-hmm. You went noon ball. It started about 11 and go about 1:30. Yeah.
I think the coaches still play. I know that Bo was playing noon ball for a while, right?
I don't know if he was at the
Coliseum. I never saw
him. There was no Coliseum at that point.
Well, but at the rec center.
Oh, at the rec. Center.
Yeah, coaches were still playing basketball. Yes.
But that was a sight. Anyway, yeah.
I saw people that saw him play.
Yeah, we played over at
the Coliseum.
Same. Yeah, I played over there.
Better times.
Yes.
Sports talk.
Yes. And better times.
Speaking of, that is extended idle chit-chat. Sip pointed out to me a list of top 10 quarterbacks in college football per Joel Klatt, the main
Bill would like
color
this.
Analyst for Fox Sports. Joel Klatt put his order out there, and I'm curious if the pushback or if we accept his list. But here is the order that you want to go from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
Okay, this is from Joel Klatt yesterday on his podcast. Number 10, Carson Beck at Miami. Number 10. Number 9, Luke Altmyer at Illinois. Number 8, Lenoris Sellers at South Carolina. Me and Bill like him. Bill, you haven't watched much of him since.
Love him.
Big fan of him.
Saw him early last
season.
He
can run a lot. Number 7, DJ Lagway at Florida.
A little high.
Number 6, Garrett Nussmeyer, LSU.
A little low.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Drew Aller at Penn State.
A little high.
Number 4, someone that Nebraska talked to, didn't come here, but Sam Levitt at Arizona State, who transferred there from Michigan State 2 years ago, of course.
Absolutely love him.
Number 3, a guy that Bill has watched more than you and I, Sip.
Absolutely love him.
John Mateer, the transfer from Washington State, now at Oklahoma.
Mateer.
Is number 3, per Joel Klatt. Number 2, Arch Manning, who has yet to play much at Texas. And number 1, Cade Klubnik at Clemson. That is
fun list.
The 10-to-1 list from Joel Klatt. What stands out of what you disagree with in terms of that? anything that bothers you on his top 10?
No, the thing he stressed is a lot of these guys have a lot of experience that, not all of them obviously, but, well, wait a second. Yeah, not all of them, because Lagway, it doesn't have a lot. The other thing he stresses is it's as you would expect with a quarterback discussion, is it's not just about that player and his stats. It's also what his potential is because of what he has around him and who his coach is and the offense. For instance, Arch Manning, is coached by Steve Sark, who will put him in great positions, right? He has talent around him. Now, Arch Manning doesn't have a lot of experience. So, Klubnik does. Klubnik's a junior. I didn't know Klubnik was the number one. You probably knew this. He was the number one rated quarterback coming out of high school in his class.
Yes.
Klubnik. Now, he's a junior. The other thing about the Klubnik discussion that's interesting to me is you can tell Klatt thinks Clemson could win it all. That Clemson, Clemson could win it all, which would be the first time since when did they last win it?
Don't know. I know the.
It was 2000.
In 2019 at LSU, that's who we beat in the national championship.
Correct.
I believe they won it the year before.
That's it, I think.
It was the year before that was when they would have
won. Deshaun then or not?
No. That's when.
Lawrence.
Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. That's right.
He rolled Alabama.
Yeah.
Out in the Bay Area. Yeah.
So it'd be two full recruiting cycles if Dabo would win it this year, which is significant to me. But anyway, I don't know. You like Mateer a lot.
I like Mateer a lot. I think Leavitt is really good too.
Both those guys run it. Mateer runs it. If you took away Mateer's sack yards, he was a 1,000-yard rusher.
Here's where I put it. I don't believe that Drew Aller at Arizona State last year takes them to where Leavitt took them.
Okay.
That's what I don't...
Who elevates the program?
How I look at it. I don't think Lagway takes them to where they were at. That's just my take on it.
Here's the thing about Aller that I felt bad listening to Klatt. I felt bad. I actually felt like I was been unfair to Aller. He had, as you've pointed out, he had terrible receivers. In fact, against Notre Dame, as you guys recall, they had no receiver catches.
The receivers
made no catches.
None.
Right. So I've judged him kind of harshly and probably unfairly. He didn't have receivers. They had below average.
He had Ty Warren. That's it.
Below average receivers.
Yeah, and that's shame on Penn State. It's Penn State.
Exactly.
Receivers, the lists are they're everywhere.
Come on.
There's receivers everywhere.
Come on. 100.
Pull up all the receivers that just got drafted.
100.
They're from all over the place.
Right.
So they're Penn State. Have receivers.
They went and got, I believe, 3.
Well, they needed it.
They got the receiver from Syracuse that's over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Who else they got? I don't know that.
But no, they got good ones, though. So that should be rectified. Tyler Warren's gone. I think he's the 15th pick in the draft.
To the Colts. 14th pick.
Okay, 14th pick, sorry. Aller, fifth. That's fine.
That's fine.
But, Bill, you're high on Garrett Nussmeier. You're quite high on him.
I'm very high on Nussmeier.
He's 6.
Very high on Nussmeier.
Big man.
Yeah.
Lagway. Threw for over 4,000 yards last year at Nussmeier.
He's big stats.
Now, he's not a runner at all, right?
Well, he can move. He can move. He's not a active runner, but no, he can keep plays alive.
Big man?
No. No, he's not. Garrett's probably 6'1.5", maybe.
Oh, I thought he's bigger than that.
Now, if they list him bigger than that, that's not accurate. No, he's probably 6'1.5", 6'2", maybe is the list.
220?
But probably about 210.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Like I said, now that's more out of high school. Nice to see him at Flower Mound High School.
Bill,
you saw him.
Yeah.
Bill, we know you are high on Mateer, but is him at third too high for him?
You're right.
You have watched more than him the
week. Nailed it. 6'2", 200. Not that big. I thought he's bigger than that.
So that means he's 6'1".
Right. Yeah. 6'1", 195. Not very big. I'd like to see a little more size.
Say that again, Jake.
You are the only one of us three who've watched John Mateer.
I watched him a lot.
Is him at third too high? Is it a right spot for him? It seems high to me. I haven't watched him, though, so.
I can see it maybe. Like I said, if he was in the 5 slot or something. But no, he's a top 5.
Mateer.
I absolutely love him because he can really, he did some things last year. If you get a chance. Pull up his stats. Pull up Mateer's stats if you get a chance. His numbers were really good, and that's out of Washington State. And so, like I said, I'm a big, big, big fan of his. The one who could have a year that doesn't go as well, if someone says what happened, the only one on there, the two guys that is Lagway
and Sellers.
What about them?
I could see those guys just having okay years. Mm. They could potentially just have okay years.
I don't disagree.
John Mateer, yes, last year at Washington State, threw for just 3,100 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 7 picks. 64%.
It's pretty good.
So he went to Oklahoma, and he gets his OC with him, Ben Arbuckle. So that helps.
Oklahoma is one of the, by far one of the most intriguing storylines there is in college football. OU.
Because they got to win?
Yeah, they got to win. They OU and Texas comes in together. Texas has been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. I mean, OU
has been just OU's non-existent.
Been non-existent the last couple of years. And OU has been very, very existent in the last 10 years.
Oh, yes.
They've made the playoff in the past.
But, yeah, we'll see what this guy Venables has. I mean, he's calling the defense. Now they have a new offensive coordinator.
There was thoughts that when they beat Alabama last year that would it would change the tide. It didn't, though. It didn't change anything for the program the rest of the year. It didn't do anything.
Hmm. Carson Beck was number one in his ratings last year.
Number 10 now.
Number 10. And I don't think he went through spring.
No, he's just throwing again now. He just started throwing again about 4 or 5 days ago.
Kind of a tough spot for Miami. Didn't have spring with his receivers.
That's going to be a tough spot. They have a lot of good players around him.
Altmyer, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's a good ratio. Altmyer, you guys like – I don't dislike him. He's fine at 9. I am not as enthralled with him as you guys are. He's all right. I mean, I'm surprised he was 9 a little bit.
Did either one of us ever say we're enthralled? Did that ever happen?
I say I like him. He's impressive. Like him.
I wasn't like, he'll be in New York. He'll be in New York.
Heisman.
Luke Altmyer.
I sometimes am sort of blown away by the Altmyer praise, but
he's good. He's a good quarterback.
He's a 3-year starter. That helps a lot. That helps a lot. Who's after him?
After him was Carson.
Oh,
Bay.
Well, then Sellers, Lagway, Nussmeier. Yeah.
Yes. There's Joe Klatt's top 10 quarterbacks in college football. When we come back, how do you explain this very odd Big Ten baseball tournament?
You have to explain it.
It's very odd. It makes no sense for the pools. We'll try to explain it when we come back next in early break on the ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.